7 after the hour. You're going to have such a good day having exposed yourself to the colors. I remember when I was a kid growing up, one of the references, the big things, you know how it happens, Richie, somebody will glom onto some phrase and it'll become widespread because there's not a lot of original thinking, unfortunately, in this business. The old reference to color radio. I can remember the NBC stations.
Oh, really?
Color radio. That's what they used to call.
And what was the inference of color?
The inference was that if you listened, they were, the people that were on the air were colorful. And they had, they could tell good stories, I guess. I'm looking out the window at the colors of the leaves that are changing here.
Beautiful.
Man. They're
orange.
We stopped at a red light yesterday, and Sean was looking over, and I said, look at those leaves. They were this color of burgundy, like a dark apple.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
The wetter the season, the more the color. You know,
love
if it's dry, the colors aren't enhanced, but it's been so wet here. We've had 23 inches more rain here in the last month than is the norm.
We 23 inches in a year
more.
In LA.
Right. You can't get on. We can't. We're trying to harvest. Edgar's chopping corn and trying to chop grass. We're trying to finish our haying. You can't get onto the fields. It's incredible. Never. I can't remember anything like it, frankly. I cannot remember.
You say this every year. Every year there's
some
kind
tragedy,
of,
right, yes.
Not tragedy, but just some kind of weather.
The weather affects
happy.
Farming.
There's not enough rain. There's too much rain.
Right.
There's
never.
No snow. Not enough snow.
All right, so you're not happy?
Following that up with, I've never seen anything like it.
I would like to make you happy.
Right, yeah. How's
before
that?
We spend some time with Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum, it will be my job, my pleasure, Richie, to give you a little laughter at 10 after, which comes up right after this on Good Day.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so you heard the story of the taxi passenger who tapped the driver on the shoulder to ask him a question.
Mm-hmm.
The driver screamed, lost control of the car, and hit a pole. You scared the daylights out of me, the driver said to the passenger. Passenger, I'm sorry, I didn't realize just a tap on the shoulder would scare you so much.
Sure.
And then the driver says, well, you know, it's not really your fault. Today's my first day as a cab driver. I've been driving funeral vans for the last 25 years.
I like that.
I love that kind of kid. So, Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum, we're going to talk about the vitamin police and also whether or not we ought to pay any attention to research done with mice coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go?
Yeah.
Visit www.prostateformula.com.
Thank heavens. Women don't have to worry. Women only worry about it because they're with men that have to.
Yeah, but we have to go to the bathroom all the time anyway. It's just nature.
Mm-hmm. Pam Popper is here from the Wellness Forum. Do you have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom?
No, hold on a minute. Let me help you out here.
That's very good, Rich. That's done. Take two. Do you have to get up in the middle of the night, Dr. Pam Popper, and go to the bathroom?
No, I sleep like a log. Right,
so there you go. Jennifer has that problem.
I do like 19-hour days. I am out and for a good 3 or 4 or 5 hours, and that's it.
Yeah. Usually get up, but gosh, in the morning when you know you still could sleep in a little bit more, but you have to get up and go to the bathroom.
At the urge.
No, mine is I'm ready. I'm like really ready to start my day.
Yeah.
But I've been told there's something wrong with me.
Well, there probably is. And that's
just
why
does
you
not
make
wake up all that bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know,
I've been told the same thing all my life. I don't drink coffee. I get up and been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. I like getting up at 4 o'clock. It's all in your head most of the time, and so that brings us around to what we were talking about. I want to clarify three things with you today. One of them has to do with some feedback I got after our conversation of prostate testing. You were talking about mammographies and prostate testing when you were here, I think, visiting with us last week. And one of the things that was said is that you ought not, these prostate, the PSA tests, blood tests, are not of much value.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened around, looked around, nosed around, because that wasn't my opinion based on what I've been told. So here was the clarification. See if this makes sense, Pam. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just telling you this is what I've figured. I've been getting a PSA test since I was about Richie's age. And what I was told was that mine has been stable. My PSA count is extraordinarily low and has been low for 20 years. So the doctors say if you get a test, the initial test in your 40s is if it's low, if the PSA count is low, you are extraordinarily unlikely to have any prostate problems later in life. It's only the people who, when they test their PSA, when they're in their 40s, who have a high count, then you need to look out for it. But if you have a low count, if it's under mine, is like a 0.4 or 6 or something like that, if it's there, you will not, that's a predictor of what is to come. So therefore, you don't need the PSA tests every year since then. Now, you were a little more detailed about it because you said that a lot of times people get scared and it brings them around to having these operations that are painful, harmful, hurtful, and
well,
not necessary.
See, your situation is that you had a low PSA test, so it's a no-brainer. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Right.
Okay, the problem is that, and this is why we shouldn't do it at all, is that in the medical profession right now, there's no differentiating. We don't take this active surveillance role to just see what happens. If your PSA test is high when you're in your 40s, you're likely to get into biopsies and all of this ridiculous over-treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so since the medical profession seems to be unable to control itself and not do these terrible things to men, the best thing for men to do is to stay away and not have the test. I mean, the problem is not the person who's sent home with the clean bill of health. The problem is the person who has any type of abnormality and what happens after that.
Yeah.
And the likelihood that you're going to have some type of abnormality increases with the number of tests you subject yourself to. And so the best thing is to stay away. The same thing is true with mammography. I had one mammogram before I knew better. When I was in my 30s, it was clear they sent me home. Nothing bad happened to me. But the reality is that had I continued to have mammograms, by now I would have had at least one false positive. Those are the statistics.
Uh-huh.
I would have been put through the fear of breast cancer and needle biopsies, which are invasive, and perhaps a lumpectomy for a carcinoma in situ that absolutely would never cause me any problems. I'd be labeled as a cancer patient, and on and on and on. So the issue isn't for people like you who test clean. You need to stay away because you're healthy. You know, you don't want these people poking and prodding. The problem is for the poor person who shows up and is given information that is misconstrued and causes overtreatment.
So, but some people would say that you're being irresponsible.
No,
and
if PSA,
like,
tests,
I'm just supposed to sit here and wait for something to
No. That's not the message at all. The message is that PSA testing, we're doing it to almost all men now, and we have not reduced the rate of death from prostate cancer. It's therefore useless.
So what should we be doing?
Well, what we should be doing is saying to people, look, we have misled you. The medical profession has misled you. We have told you that early detection will save your life, and we were wrong. And so here's what will save your life. You're going to have to live your life in protecting your body, which people in our country are not taught to do. We take care of our cars. We take care of our house. We maintain our office buildings. We treat our own bodies terribly because we've been sold this ridiculous myth that we can do that and get away with it, because when something goes wrong, and gosh, it inevitably will in our country, we're going to come in and rescue you with early detection and intervention, which will save your life. And what we need to do is tell people, you know what? It's been this incredible experiment for the last 100 years doing this kind of stuff. It's made absolutely no difference at all. It's not going to help you. So you better pay attention to the other stuff, because that's the only
thing. So there is no early detection that works for anything.
There isn't. What it does is it results in over-treatment for stuff that doesn't matter, and the strong and aggressive cancers that will kill you get completely dead.
But the other thing is, in terms of education, and this is why the diets that people follow are so foolish, and this is what frustrates me. I don't understand why I don't get this. Fat is your enemy. You eat fat, you will get cancer. You'll have heart disease.
Animal protein. Animal protein is your enemy. It's the most powerful cancer promoter we have. And so it's not just the fat. We've done all this experimenting with trying to manipulate the fat content of animal foods, and including low-fat dairy. It's not fat. It's animal protein that is your number one enemy, and dairy protein is the strongest cancer promoter. The chance that a man who consumes low-fat dairy products will develop prostate cancer is stronger than the chance that a smoker will develop lung cancer. Hmm. And we need to just be clear about this with people. Now, that we live in the United States, so we have freedom of choice. So if somebody listens to all this and says, listen, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to eat this stuff anyway, that's your choice.
You make choices, right.
But people are not making an informed choice. They're still being sold this ridiculous myth that they're going to get saved by testing and treatment. And we need to just be honest with them, because I've got
do what you want and we'll save you later is basically the thing. The only, of course, because I'm a dairy farmer, I have had a lot of raw milk in my life and probably way too much ice cream. And I'm still a picture of health. So
there are always people out there that can get away with a lot of things.
I've been smoking. Again, 96-year-old guy says, I've been smoking since I was 17 years old. Lucky you, fella. That's all.
but we don't advise the others to do it.
No. When I come visit you, I'm bringing you some of the wonderful Eastley Farm ice cream. Somehow I'm going to figure out how to keep it frozen until I get
there. You can't bring that into my office. We're a dairy-free facility, and you and I can just continue to disagree on that issue. We agree on almost everything
else.
We do,
absolutely.
Yeah. Disagreement can sometimes be kind of fun.
Disagreeing without being disagreeable.
I keep telling Doug,
we need to teach the politicians. We need some politicians to listen to this show where we have like really good discourse on some things, and we can have differing opinions. Yep. Nobody's screaming at each other.
Right. What did you start to say, Richard?
Well, I keep telling Doug that, you know, between the methane that his cows spew on the farm, killing the ozone layers, and between that killing, with the dairy products that he grows, that thing is just a death machine up there.
Right. I agree. That's right. It's called Death Farm.
You come back every day.
The guy who's on the Board of Health here, the Board of Health had to give me my license to sell the raw milk. And he calls it white death. That's how he refers to it. Anyway, Pam Popper, always great to have you here. I didn't get to either of the other
weeks. We'll have to do next week then.
We will, in fact. We will do next week. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Check out the website, wellnessforum.com.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
You know, like...
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
David Brenner.
I like radio better than I like TV. There was a guy named Gene Shepard.
Oh, my God. Gene Shepard. Gosh, my yeah. God. Yeah. He was the best brilliant. Communicator of his time.
He said, oh, everyone who's a fan of mine, wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen, you're in your bedroom, you're in a car, when I say three, I want you to blink a light that's close to you. And, of course, my father blinked the lights in the car, and I look up on this hill, and I saw this light going on and off.
Blinking.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, this thing called radio is so intimate, it is so powerful that it reaches the people like this, and that gave me the bug for radio.
It's a great day, love step into a day.
Now it's time for the 2020 music quiz. The question is, Jennifer.
Yes.
What do Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, love the way this song begins.
Ah! Feel like Eddie Murphy.
Diana Ross. Smokey Robinson. And many other singers have in common, other than the obvious. Well, there's a couple of three or four different things that are obvious. There's one that's tied to some events that is memorialized today. 800-510-8255. Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson.
I mean, there's others. One big, huge, obvious one.
Well, then don't mention it. Because it may
that?
Be the right answer.
I don't
it
know.
May or may not. Jennifer doesn't know.
No.
There's one big. The obvious one is that they're all black singers.
Oh, and that's dumb.
That, well, it is kind of, but yet there may be a clue in that. It's a follow the clue to another clue to another clue to the last clue, which will be the answer to the question that I'm asking. 800-510-8255. All right? Are we into it? Are we on? Is that enough of an explanation? Richie's probably figured it out. We're going to talk about the post office in the next half hour. The Doug Steffen program's aim is to keep you positive. I think one of the things that now is taking hold, more and more people are acknowledging a higher order. There's a bigger picture, a greater plan. If you think that that you have, you know, you're the end of the line, mm-hmm. I found out something over the weekend that I that is now part of the new sort of intramural scientific community.
Yes.
Of the knowledge that exists in the universe, the knowledge in the universe and knowledge of the universe and our knowledge of what is in the universe, we know and understand 1/4 billionth of what there is to know as human beings.
How does somebody know how much there is to know?
Listen, there are a lot of ways. It's quantum physics, Richie, of which I, of course, am an expert.
Of course.
28. Yeah, all right, good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the largest study ever conducted on the matter found that cell phone use does not increase the risk of cancer. The study compared the rate of brain tumors in over 350,000 people in the country of Denmark. There was no significant difference in cancer risks between those who use a cell phone and those who don't. In other news, Sprint canceled unlimited data plans for all devices other than mobile phones. This applies to mobile hotspots, tablets, and networks with 3G or 4G data connectivity. All data use over 5 gigabytes will cost 5 cents per gigabyte. And finally, Google is working on its own music download store that will have integration with the social network Google+. Similar to iTunes and Amazon, users can download MP3s for around 99 cents. Unlike those services, Google hasn't secured deals with all four major record labels. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt double light 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt double light 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 50 cents.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The highest order of radio broadcasting is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you know that, Richie? We were in the highest order.
Absolutely.
Of radio broadcasting.
We're number one.
Number one.
Numero uno.
Numero uno. Serving the community with joy.
I thought we were number six.
And relevant.
Numero seis.
Number six. Numero seis. That's in the total listenership, Richie.
That's correct.
I think we're numero 16, actually, aren't we?
Yeah, who knows? There we are. And those numbers, what do they remind you of? It's all about competition. I'm not into competition. I'm just into existence. I am into existence and subsistence, occupation, and life. Right?
Yeah.
I'm subsistence living. That's it. We create everything that we experience. And Richie doesn't believe what I told him a few minutes ago, that we are our collective wisdom, Jennifer's, Rich's, mine, all of us only understand 1/4 billionth of all that there is to understand about what's going on in the universe.
That's partially true. I believe that we only understand one something billionth of everything that's going on in the universe.
Uh-huh.
But I refuse to believe that there is anybody out there is smart enough.
No, there isn't. That's the point. This is about everybody. We're all on the same plane.
This fact disproves itself.
Uh-huh.
If we are only smart enough to know 1/400th of a billionth or whatever of all the knowledge that is out there in the universe, that means that we're not smart enough to know how much knowledge there is out there in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So just by reading that factoid proves that we cannot know that factoid. You follow me?
Let me use my Spanish again. Okay?
That's perfect, Rich. Perfect. You know what? I'm back to the basics here. Muammar Gaddafi is dead.
He knew everything.
Right. And he had 200 billion. He knew a lot more about how to do certain things than we know. He was able to rip off his country for 200 billion bucks.
Did you read the story that they found out? Apparently the people who have him now found out that he had plugs.
Plugs in his hair.
Apparently he had a plastic surgeon flown in from France in the past couple of years and had his hair plugged and had something done with his eyes.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want the people to see him as old.
Oh, right.
And he thought he was
so here's the, this is the thing about hair plugs or whatever. As far as Muslim men or whoever, however the belief in your religion, the people that wear turbans and headgear, all those people are bald because there's never any air that gets to their hair. And without air, your skin can't breathe. So all those people wearing turbans are bald.
Do you think they make those turbans with the fake ponytail in the back like they do with those, in those baseball caps?
I haven't thought about that, Jennifer.
That'd be nice.
Apparently, Muammar Gaddafi had the hots for Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
They found his notes months ago in one of his houses that they raided.
Right.
And what did he call her? My Black American Princess or something like that? He had some weird thing that he wrote
She's
about.
She's got a new book out called No Higher Honor. And she tells the story about going to Libya in 2008, and Gaddafi made it clear when she got there that he wasn't really interested in talking diplomacy.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's
got
so
the heck
strange.
Out of there. Yeah.
How do you feel when Muammar Gaddafi's in love with you?
Uncomfortable.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be like if Kim Kardashian came over to show you something that you'd...
Oh, you would like it. Stop it. Yeah.
All right. You know what I don't like is the fact that nobody's figured out the answer to the 2020 quiz
it's so
question.
Easy. It's
we
so
have two
obvious.
Minutes left. Okay, here's the question again. For a swell Doug Steffen prize, Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, many others have something in common, and it has to do with an event that took place on this date in 1996. So if you can figure it out, sort of put the pieces together.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now I know specifically which thing they have in common.
Yes.
Now we already played that.
All right. Let's go to something that affects pretty much all of us, although Richie will tell you this does not affect him. Jennifer is affected by this. I'm suspecting that most of you in one way or another are affected by what goes on at the post office. And so now the post office has decided, rather than cut delivery days, rather than shut down some of their offices, they have figured out the best way to tackle their financial problems is to raise the price of postage. Another brilliant step forward.
Why shouldn't they still close down? You know why they don't want to close down?
Well, they're going to close
the
down
unions,
some. But
brother.
The unions are... problems.
You cannot cut back our hours, therefore cut back our pay.
Well, it is part
we
of it is
none of that.
Is the election cycle. That's the practical side of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, next year it'll cost you 1 cent more to mail a first class letter. If you even do that anymore. Richie doesn't do it.
I decided it does. It, personally, the mail does not affect me whatsoever.
No.
You could stop mail Monday through Sunday, and it wouldn't have one iota of an effect on me, except I wouldn't get some junk mail. But professionally, I get all my checks.
There you
go. Yep, so you better start being nice. I want to keep my mail professionally and personally. There is nothing nicer than getting something nice in the mail from somebody.
When,
you know what? People don't do that enough.
What, sending cards, that sort of thing?
Yeah,
how much of that do you get?
Sending a little note, sending a real birthday card. Forget these e-cards. I want something in the mail that costs you 50 cents to put it in there.
Yeah.
It costs you $5 at the Hallmark store. What a gaff.
Yes.
January 22nd.
You can gaff twice.
Cost of first-class mail goes to 45 cents. Post office cannot raise prices more than the rate of inflation, which is 2.1% at the moment, unless it gets special permission from the Postal Regulatory Commission.
Gee, they would never say yes.
No. So the post office lost $8 billion last year. $8 billion. The bill eventually...
Muammar Gaddafi put up the other $8 billion for
that. Yeah, Muammar could use some of the $200 billion to take care of the red ink at the post office. So let's see here. Text messaging... So we have everybody's using Facebook now. I just sent some Facebook happy birthdays to a few friends of mine that are having birthdays.
Oh, thank you. You're reminding me.
You're welcome, Rich.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, what are we following on Facebook today, Jen?
We are talking about candy at Facebook, Dougie, because it is Halloween, a week away. So my question is, do you let your kids keep all of their candy? Do they sell it? Do they get to ration it. I always say ration, but it's ration it. What do you let your kids do? So far we have some responses. Amy Leller says we ration it, but they get to eat it all eventually. She sometimes sneaks the chocolate ones though. She's sneaky peeky there.
Yeah.
Kim Grennan said that her kids are allowed to keep 10 pieces each and the rest is sold back to a local dentist for $1 a pound who then sends it to the troops. Win-win. I let them trick or treat their hearts out since we started doing this 2 years ago. Tom Podger says ration one for kids, three for daddy, etc. The candy usually lasts until Christmas.
There you go.
So
one for the kids, three for daddy.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. We've got something that we've got to fix here.
Okay, Rich.
I just went to Facebook to see who's having birthdays today.
Yeah.
And
obviously, it's somebody we're going to call on the phone. Wish them a happy birthday. Do we get the clue, or am I going to recognize the voice when I hear it?
Hold on a minute.
I can't do this with a U.S. Postal Service, folks.
No, you can't.
Can't do this at all. American Postal Workers has these TV ads basically threatening you if you don't support them.
Thank you for calling the Wellness Forum. Wow. Our normal business hours.
Oh, it's Pam's birthday today?
Yeah.
Wait, why'd you call her on
Pam's birthday and we didn't say happy birthday?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Haven't you got her home number?
I got it. She's at work. Let me call her cell.
How do you know? Yeah, call her cell. Yeah, they wouldn't answer. Normally, I wouldn't think that they would answer before 9 o'clock.
Let's call her and see if we could pretend that we're trying to schedule a mammogram for her, and let's see if she says yes or no.
Shh. Hey, you're going to do it?
All right, let me see. Here, I'm calling her now. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Huh. She's not even Facebook friends with me, or I'm not with her.
Yeah, me neither.
How'd that happen? Yeah. This is exciting and stimulating. More stimulating talk radio. So I'm going to give you the...
I'm just upset that she didn't tell us.
Oh, why? She didn't go around. I don't go around telling you it's my birthday.
Hey, it's my birthday.
We should have seen it.
Well, but if she leaves the this is a message.
All right, she's obviously gone on a bigger birthday thing.
Pam Popper looks a little bit like Sigourney.
This is Dr. Pam Popper. I'm so sorry I missed your call, but I do want to talk to you very soon. So please leave your name and telephone number, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you very much for calling, and have a great day.
All right. When it goes beep. All right. So Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen realized we made a faux pas magnanimously. We are now fixing that faux pas because today is your birthday.
What's up with that?
Yeah. And somebody said, why didn't she tell us it's her birthday? We don't go around telling each other it's her birthday.
Sure we do. I do.
No, you don't do that. So, of course, you never ask a woman how old she is.
Right.
How,
I'm going to say she doesn't look a day over 39.
How well are you? How well are you? We can ask that question. So you think she'll ever talk to us again?
Right. Next month.
When you get this, you can call us back, Pam.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Bye. All right, so it's 16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Today we introduce the first of what will be a long and wonderful relationship with Sea Crane. How many people know what Sea Crane is, the company Sea Crane? Raise your hands, please.
Me.
I've got one.
We all are in the radio business, and therefore we know how wonderful the Sea Crane radio is. I say Sea Crane radio. There are lots of different Sea Crane radios. You can check out on their website, ccradio.com. They are simple. They are built around one thing and one thing only. You must have the highest and best performance to be satisfied with these radios. Here's the CCEP radio, for example. Has a lighted needle and dial tuning. If you love talk radio, you know a lot of the programs come on AM radio stations, and the reception is not that great. So here's a great way for you to listen to your favorite programs with dependable, high-class, high-performance radios from CC Radio, ccradio.com. Sea Crane Radio has a patented twin-coil ferrite antenna built into all of their radios for an amazing AM reception. You'll get nowhere else. Great FM reception, too. But what you want is a good, reliable radio that has a large speaker voice tone control so that every word that comes out of everybody's mouth that you're listening to is as clear as could be. These radios come with a built-in carry handle for easy travel. The CCEP radio has four D-size batteries. It's portable. Also comes with an AC power cord. Everybody, all of you, will appreciate high performance and simplicity. And that's exactly what you're going to find as you listen to your favorite programs like this, I hope, using the EP Radio. It brings the joy of listening back to radio. It won't be frustrating. You won't get angry. You'll hear everything so well. So here's the idea. Somebody you know having a birthday, somebody you know loves radio, is having a birthday or Christmas, the holidays are coming. Call C. Crane now to order your CC Radio EP for the low price of $79.95. You'll get a free LED flashlight with your order. Here's the number, 800-522-8863. Operators right now, standing by, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You heard the story about all these great radios. You want to pick one, 800-522-8863, or you can go online to ccradio.com. C. Crane is the greatest radio company, 800-522-8863.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
All right, so the answer to the question, I'm very disappointed in you because I didn't come up with the answer.
We don't know.
Richie's chopping at the bit to tell us what the Temptations, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, and others have in common.
They were all inducted into the Hall of Fame on the state.
Berry Gordy brought the star, Hollywood Walk of Fame. That was on this day, 1996. And they had already been inducted into the Hall of Fame. But Berry Gordy got his Hollywood Walk of Fame. So I walked over, as a matter of fact, over the weekend. That's what made me think about this. Walking at Hollywood.
So they were all in attendance Hollywood. When he got his
yes,
star.
They were, okay. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Congratulations. All right, about the postal department, postal workers are now running television ads stating that they deliver 165 billion pieces of mail every year, 34 million pounds of mail every day, and there's not one dime, not one cent is funded by the government, which of course is not true. They borrow money from the government at a 3.3 percentage rate, 0.3% is the rate they pay the money back. And there are other things that, you know, they don't have to pay for vehicle registration. They have all kinds of exemptions at the Treasury Department. That's the story of the post office, folks, in a nutshell.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This week, as we did last week, the famous themes from Halloween movies. This may be one of the most famous themes of all. You think, Chucker?
No doubt about it.
Yep. This is the theme from Psycho, which was released during the Halloween period in 1960. One of the scariest Alfred Hitchcock movies, right? Wasn't that an Alfred Hitchcock movie?
Psycho? It was.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, I spoke to somebody about that film who's about, I don't know, 16 or 17 years older than me, and he said that when he went to see that, when the year it was released, when people walked out of the theater, they were holding hands, they were so frightened.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really interesting, though. I mean, if you see how horror films have evolved since then, I mean, while I think Psycho's a terrific film and extremely well executed, to call it, frightening in 2011... I wouldn't go that far.
Well, they went from storytelling, a scary story, to gore.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
They went to the technology, the stuff they can do with technology now, a lot more than what they could do with... You had to have an imagination to make it work in 1960. You don't need an imagination now. Right? I mean, isn't that true?
Well, sure, now it's a lot. It's so much more in your face.
They don't leave anything to the imagination. That's the bottom line. All right, anyway, so Halloween movies, Halloween music from movies, that's what we celebrate this week, as Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to give us the results of the weekend box office. Before we get to that, we have another Halloween movie in our focus. If you can listen to the audio clues from the movie, we have 3 of them. If you know what it is, you get a swell prize by being the first caller who has never won before on Movie Moments, dialing us up at 800-510-8255. 5-5, here's the first audio clue.
Why does it smell like wet dog in here?
Werewolf!
Oh, right, you've been eating silver bullets.
Well done!
Chucky, you got it? Chucky, we get this.
No.
Really?
I'm confused. This is a tough one.
Hey, how can you be confused? It was the first clue. Here's the next one.
Okay.
Why do you torment that thing, sir?
It's what I do.
Remember, Igor, do unto others.
Before they do unto me, master.
Don't know it.
I saw the trailer. I would never have gone to see this movie, and I didn't. But I saw the trailer, and it so appalled me. Just the trailer appalled me.
What year is this?
2004. Thank you for asking. This is Halloween. It's number one movie. during Halloween week 2004. Here's the last clue.
I can tell the character of a man by the sound of his heartbeat. Usually,
heartbeat.
When I approach, I can almost dance to the beat. Strange that yours is so steady.
All right. Seems
I
to
no
have
idea.
Buffaloed yeah. everybody.
Didn't see it.
Okay, well, that's all right. 800. You saw it, Chucker. 800.
I just,
yeah, it's okay. 800-510-8255. There'll be some weirdo that'll figure it out. Meanwhile, how did we fare this weekend, the box office?
Really interesting. Paranormal Activity 3 had a $54 million opening. That's a record for a horror film in terms of dollars. And I got to say, I knew it would do well, but I don't think anybody expected it to do this kind of business. It makes you wonder where this audience came from. $54 million for a film that cost just $5 million to produce. They probably spent $20, $25 million in the market, but still, that's a lot of profit. Hugh Jackman's Real Steel plays second. Held up a week to week pretty well, just a 30% drop off in ticket sales. 11.3, $67 million in 3 weeks of release. The budget on that one's $125 million. Footloose also held up pretty well. Good word of mouth, 10.8, $30 million in 2 weeks of release. I thought it was a terrific remake and well worth seeing. The Three Musketeers 3D basically bombed just $8.8 million in his first week in release, plays fourth. And George Clooney's The Eyes of March ran out the top five, 4.9, 29.1. One other movie of interest, Johnny English with Rowan Atkinson, bombed here in the States just 3.8, but the film is on its way to do, they say, almost $200 million overseas. So that guy has no appeal here in the States, but overseas he's a big draw.
The poll we ran over the weekend, Chucko, which scary movies, which series is your favorite? The winner was Halloween. Next on the list was Nightmare on Elm Street. That's Friday the 13th was third. Saw was fourth, and Scream was fifth. Are you surprised at the results of that?
And no, not really. I mean, you could pretty much take them in interchangeable orders, to be honest.
You think so, huh? All right, let's see if we can find out the name of this movie. Nathan, what do you think it is?
Headless Horseman.
Nope. Nikai in Mount Vernon. What do you think it is?
Frankenstein.
All right, we don't have anybody else to answer the rest of the phone, so I'll try this one. Hi, who's this? Hello?
This is Sarah.
All right, never mind who it is. What's the name of the movie?
Is it Dracula with Gary Oldman?
No, it's Van Helsing.